Yo, what's up? Welcome to the Lighthouse Podcast with your host Aiden Yambao and co-host Gio. Let's get into it.
Oh.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right. Yo, what's up, guys? Welcome back to the Lighthouse Podcast. Today, I'm here with Gio.
What's up, guys?
All right, so this is technically going to be our first time actually recording off the app.
Yep.
We tried it at the beginning, but it didn't work. So
a lot of difficulty.
Yeah, no. Our first ever episode we recorded like 5 or 6 times. So this is actually
It had to be way more.
It was more?
I think so. It was 5 or 6.
Okay, so I got a couple things We have some things. I wrote some things down. A lot is about the NBA offseason.
Okay.
I have a lot of that. So, first thing is a little bit about boxing. We have Manny Pacquiao versus Errol Spence Jr. You know the fight? That fight? That fight actually got canceled. It got canceled.
Really?
Yeah. So, Errol Spence had an injury.
Okay.
Yeah, so he's fighting. So, Manny's now fighting this other guy. His name is Yordanis. I don't say his name. Yordanis Ugas, I think his name is. Yordanis Ugas. Some weird name.
Yordanis Ugas?
Yeah.
So it sounds so made up. I'm sorry.
Nah, I don't know who he is, but he's fighting Pacquiao on August 21st. So it's the same date, just different fight. But yeah, that one should be interesting because Pacquiao was not training for him. So he's gonna have to learn a whole different style, I guess. I don't know, but yeah. All right. So that's pretty much it with boxing. We got some NBA offseason. So we have one that I was actually kind of surprised about this one, but Kawhi ended up re-signing with the Clippers, and
I mean, I had a feeling Kawhi was gonna re-sign.
Yeah, because the thing is, he wanted to test free agency. So I, as soon as he said that, I did not think he was going to re-sign at all.
I think I had a feeling that he just wanted to, like, scare the Lakers, kind of.
I mean, yeah, but imagine he went to a different team though, because it's.
Oh my!
The Clippers would have been done. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Because I don't think Paul George. I don't think Paul George can carry that whole team by himself. But I mean, the Clippers fans should be happy that Kawhi re-signed. So, yeah. Okay, this is I'm actually super happy about this one. We got Kevin Durant. He signed a 4-year, $198 million extension.
That man never fumbles a bag.
That was great decision, especially as Nets fans. I love that.
It was the smartest decision.
I know.
Because if you really think about it, KD really knew that most of it wasn't his fault. Like, there was so much pressure on him as well.
I know.
And injuries.
Yeah.
So you know something.
I'm just happy man's re-signed. I'm happy. Hopefully they bring a ring to Brooklyn. I'm hoping they do that.
Oh, they definitely will.
Yeah. And what's it called? So, Kyrie and Harden are 1-year deals for the next season. But there was news that Sean Marks, the GM of the Brooklyn Nets GM, is already in the talks with Kyrie and Harden about contract extensions.
Actually, Kyrie coming back, Harden definitely, but I don't think Harden's going to. I think he could do 2-year at best.
I think Harden will do like another 1 or 2 year extension. I don't think he'll do like a full on extension.
I don't think he would hold on for that long.
Yeah, no. But I mean, it might be Kyrie who just doesn't want to stay. It depends.
Yeah, man.
I mean, I'm hoping they all re-sign with a 4-year. That'd be kind of. I'm hoping they all re-sign with a 4-year.
Yeah, that'd be valid.
I know, because if they all re-sign with a 4-year, so KD right now is 5 years. Because he still has that extra 1 year and he signed in another 4. So KD's here for a long time. We got KD for 5 years, pretty much.
Yeah.
I'm happy for that. And even if, what's it called? If Kyrie or Harden don't resign, we'll have a lot of money to make a big move in free agency. Because the next free agency, there's going to be like Luka Doncic, Steph Curry. Those guys are going to be free agents next year. So Harden or Kyrie don't resign. I hope they do. But if they don't, we have a chance at Luka Doncic or Steph Curry.
I think Curry's going to end up re-signing as well again.
I mean, Curry already, actually, no. Curry did re-sign. Curry re-signed a four-year, $209 million contract.
Yeah,
$217 million. So, actually, no, there's no Curry. I don't know what the free agency is going to look like next year. But it's gonna, I just know it's going to be good. I think it's like Bradley Beal, Jimmy Butler, Luka.
Oh, man. If Bradley Beal joins free agency, Aiden, you know me and my Bradley Beal, man.
Yeah, so say if, like, Kyrie or Harden don't re-sign, we can replace one of them with Bradley Beal. Like, imagine that. That'd be so sick. Yeah. We somehow pick up Bradley Beal. And then here's another Brooklyn Nets. Some other Brooklyn Nets news. We got Bruce Brown re-signed with the Nets, which I'm fairly happy about. But the thing is, I'm sad about one thing, that Uncle Jeff, he left. He signed a 2-year, $10 million deal with the Nuggets.
Yeah,
he needed the bag though, because we were paying him like 1.6.
Yeah,
he found a bag and he took it, which was it was good for him, But also good for us. With a really great pickup, we picked up Patty Mills. And you know, Patty Mills, if you saw the Olympic, then they got silver, right? He had silver in the Olympics, I believe, and he dropped 42 points in the last game.
Wait, who?
Patty Mills.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Nets got him. Patty Mills. That's gonna be great. I feel like he's gonna be a nice like bench piece. He'll be a great bench piece. All right. Oh, this is actually bad. This is a good but bad. But not really for him. So Dennis Schroeder. You already know. Remember, he wanted 100. What was that? 125 mil, or what? How much did he want? Do you remember?
I don't remember.
No, Dinwiddie was 125.
I don't know why Brooklyn put that post out. It was like thank you. Nah, don't thank this man. This man's trying to finesse us.
I mean, I miss him. I miss Spencer. Things we miss
when him and D'Lo, bro. That,
yeah.
I miss that.
And you know that when was it was? I also miss when it was just Dinwiddie and Kyrie, like last year. Yeah. That was a good duo last year. The Dinwiddie Kyrie duo. But like the thing is with Dinwiddie, he only signed a $62 million 3-year deal with Washington.
I mean, he
signed a 62 million.
Washington. I feel like Washington has something up their sleeve, bro.
I mean, so far their big pickups was so far their two big pickups were Dinwiddie and Kuzma. And is it free agency done? Free agency is done, right? Because they started the summer league. And speaking of the summer league, the Brooklyn summer league, they're doing well. I was watching a little bit of it today, and Cam Thomas and what was the other guy's name? De'Ron Sharp, the two rookies. God damn, they're gonna be nice. They're gonna be nice pieces. I'm really excited.
I feel like with the people we pick, I feel like they're highly underrated, but I feel like they're gonna carry a lot.
They are underrated. They'll be perfect bench pieces.
Yeah.
And I feel like Claxton, you know, say well if we lost Blake Griffin, but he resigned. But say we lost him, that means Claxton would have moved up to the starting five, which would have been pretty nice. That would have been pretty nice. And then we would have had De'Ron Sharp as like that really solid bench center. But you know what we need to do? Or if we really want to, what's it called? We could start Bruce Brown at the small forward. So say if Brooklyn's end like they end up opening trade offers to Joe Harris. That means, you know, Bruce Brown has this as an opening spot for the starting.
Yes. Yeah.
But if not, if they don't want to start him, they can even start Cam Thomas. Cam Thomas could be a nice starter, but I feel like they shouldn't start Cam Thomas that early in his career. But if they ever needed the option, because like I heard, there I'm pretty sure I told you about this too. There was the Porzingis trade. There was a thought because I'm thinking about it. I like it, but like where would he go?
Yeah, we already got because we already got a unicorn on the team, man. We don't need another one.
We got KD at power forward. Unless KD goes to small forward, but that's like a small forward.
That was like the dumbest thing ever. Like every time I play 2K, like sometimes I switch KD around to like small forward. I'll be like, bro, what?
I know.
Oh, man, 7 foot. He ain't no power forward.
I know. Man, he should be center. But
he should be
center. Hey, but he's too athletic to be a center.
Too athletic?
Bro, man's like
man's just like bull, bull, bro.
Nah, I know, but way better. Like man, yeah, everything. He's got range. I mean, Bobo's got some range. He can shoot, but
yeah, Bobo can shoot, bro. But
he's just highly underrated. Bobo just needs.
I want to know how in the world KD is two athletic percentage. Like
I feel like he would dominate
the shoot threes.
I feel like KD would dominate the center position. I feel like if they had like center awards, I feel like KD would just be the top.
KD leading 8 times in a row.
Mm-hmm. All right, next we got Dennis Schroeder signed a $5.4 million deal with the Celtics for 1 year.
Yeah,
and man's wanted about it was 100-something. 100-something mil from the Lakers. But you know what happened? Man turned down an $84 million Lakers extension contract. He turned down the $84 million and ended up leaving free agency with $5 million. He ended up leaving with a $5 million contract from the Celtics. And you know, Jason Tatum definitely got paid. So you know, Tatum's going to go to the locker room, see Dennis Schroeder, and start, like, you know, flexing his contract or something. Because Schroeder didn't make his money. Mm-hmm. Dennis Schroeder didn't make his money. Okay, this is actually a really good move.
You know what's crazy, too?
What?
If you really think about it, KD would dominate if he was, like, Kyrie's height.
Oh, my God, yeah.
If he still kept his shooting and stuff, oh, my God, he'd dominate.
I know. KD would just be all around, like, best player.
KD is, like, the world's best player.
But you know what I think? So now that we're going to have a full – hopefully we have a full, healthy Brooklyn Nets team. We should be able to take it farther than we did. And I feel – I don't know if anybody else is going to agree with this, but I feel – that KD has a really high chance of like hitting top three for like MVP race for next season. It's the way he played.
Like he can get MVP. Like, I mean, I get like he came in late.
Yeah.
But I feel like they also rushed the season kind of quick.
I know that's why Brooklyn didn't make it out well. The whole team got injured.
Died.
And bro,
but Blake Griffin almost died.
I know,
taking so many hits to the face. Oh my God! Like
I'm so mad that Milwaukee series still scars
bro. That was rigged. That was rigged.
But like oh my God, KD hit the clutch shot.
It was exhausted, bro. I don't care what anyone says. Like it was his fault.
He gave it his all, bro.
He dropped exhausted.
49.
Yeah.
Man's dropped 49 on the verge of 50 points. And somehow it was his fault. Like, no. There's no way. That's just insane. All right. So the next thing we got. Let's see. We have. This is actually a great move. We have Lonzo Ball and DeMar DeRozan go to the Chicago Bulls.
Aren't they investigating?
No, it was official. These are official trades. They're both official. As of Chicago.
Is that they were investigating that trade?
No, if you go to like Chicago's Instagram, they just posted like welcome DeMar. I don't know if they did Lonzo, but they definitely did welcome DeMar. But again, that's gonna be nice, Vucevic.
But I'm telling you, I heard them say that they were investigating it.
No, I swear. If you go to Instagram, let me go to Chicago. Wait, so Chicago. Yeah, they posted a welcome DeMar. I actually posted on my story just now. I meant to send it to you, but but I posted on my story. Maybe the Lonzo trade, they did something different with that. Maybe not Lonzo, but they got Caruso. That's a good pickup. Okay, yeah, maybe not Lonzo. Wait, where did you see the thing with Lonzo, though?
I don't know, but I remember I saw it somewhere.
Yeah, because they didn't post anything about Lonzo, so maybe.
Well, I'll look it up on my computer real quick.
All right. Cause, yeah, Lonzo, I feel like they would have, you know, done it already. What the heck? I'm trying to see. Lonzo Ball. It just says Lonzo is a professional basketball player for the Chicago Bulls. They didn't put anything up though, like a post or anything. Do you see one? I don't see one. I don't see a post. Yeah, I don't see a post about Lonzo. So maybe not Lonzo. It might just be DeMar. And I saw Caruso. But I'm not completely sure about, you know, Lonzo Ball being a Chicago Bull. But everywhere where I look it up, it says he's a Chicago Bull and everything. So honestly, I don't know. I have no clue if Lonzo is a Bull. I mean, he could be. Anyway, it would be a sick pickup to get Lonzo and DeMar. But it might look like we only ended up getting DeMar. Which anyway, DeMar DeRozan is not a bad pickup for Chicago at all. DeMar is not a bad pickup.
No.
It's not. But we haven't
actually... says so. I got it.
Oh, you got it? All right.
Yeah, I got it right in front of me. But it says that both the Kyle Lowry to Miami deal and the Ball deal is actually being investigated for tampering.
Okay.
Which is whack.
I mean, yeah. I mean, that means they can go to different places, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, whatever. We'll see what they do with that. Okay, we have something else with the Brooklyn Nets.
They can get like charged for like they can have a maximum fine for up to 10 mil.
Damn,
that really hurt him.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we have something with Brooklyn again. I forgot where I saw this. So
we said you know what I'm talking about, right?
Oh gosh.
Alex Caruso.
I know. That man. I mean, I feel like it is a good pickup for them, though.
It could be. Yeah, because, you know, it's all he's athletic.
He's not a bad player. He's not a bad player at all.
He's like a white version of Russell Westbrook.
I know. The Lakers should have, like, re-signed him, though. I don't know why they didn't. Okay. Back to what I was saying. We got something with the Nets again. I saw this in, like, not so long, like today, but like I was looking on Instagram and it says the Nets were open to like signing Boogie just to like fill a spot. They're open to signing Boogie, and I don't care honestly. Like, it's not a bad thing. It's not a good thing.
I mean, it's not gonna affect us. I mean,
it's a better replacement for DJ. I feel like it's a better replacement for DJ. DJ's $30 million contract. Like, DJ has. DeAndre Jordan has such a big contract. He doesn't play. Like, my man DeAndre has a $30 million contract and doesn't play. He's finessed.
Dude, my boy Westbrook finessed.
I know. I can't believe he made it to the Lakers. And shout out to Carmelo. Carmelo.
That surprised the snot out of me.
I know. I'm scared of the Lakers. Thing is, if the Nets don't win it, like, if the Nets end up don't make, like say the Lakers make it and the Nets don't, like, I'm rooting for the Lakers because my boy Carmelo Anthony's on the Lakers. And I need to see my boy get a ring. I need Carmelo to get a ring. Melo needs that ring. Okay. We actually have more news. I gotta talk about the Lakers in a sec. So with the Lakers, that team is actually going to be lethal. LeBron, AD, Dwight Howard, Carmelo Anthony, and Russell Westbrook. That's a potential starting five. That's crazy. That is insane. I can't believe that, actually. What the hell? That's crazy. That's a crazy, crazy. That, oh my God. And if you hear me just being like, it's just me. I can't see what happens, but I think he's like muted or something. So I'm just elaborating right now. Every time it goes silent for him. Because he ends up coming back, so I'm going to have to like repeat this over and over again until he comes back. Because I'm waiting for... hear you now. Oh, I did. I mean, I can hear you, I think.
All right, you can hear me now?
Yeah.
All right, so what lagged out was that the whole Laker team basically knows how everyone plays. That's a whole cheat code.
Yeah. That's a good team. It's a lethal team.
Yeah. It is. I mean, I think the Nets could withhold that team.
Yeah, they, I could also they got players. Yeah. They got weapons. All right.
And I could also see who else could I see? I could also see who was it? I was thinking of.
Oh no! Wait. Speaking of the Lakers were open to signing Isaiah Thomas after his 81-point game. I remember that.
Yeah, I heard about.
Dude. Yeah, I hope they do.
It's gotta be. They have to do that. Like, Brooklyn, you put 81 points up.
I think Brooklyn should be able to do it too. Anybody could sign him right now. I feel like Brooklyn could do it too. Imagine Brooklyn signs IT. That'd be sick. Just off the bench, IT. Jesus.
Oh, that's God, crazy. I love that. All
right. We have another thing. So the 76ers. I know we don't like the 76ers, but we got some news.
No, we ain't rocking this.
So the Sixers are willing to do anything. They said do anything to get Damian Lillard on their team. So by anything, I'm assuming that doesn't mean giving up Joel Embiid.
They do anything?
I guess. That's what they
said. Dang.
So
if they got rid of Embiid, I would love the Sixers. I'd literally jump up and down for the Sixers.
Thing is, yo, as the Nets fans, we shouldn't like the Sixers. And that's like that's not our territory.
I know.
We can't like them.
I know. Well, we actually don't have beef with the Sixers, though. That's a problem.
We don't have much beef.
It's not Sixers we have beef with. It's like Milwaukee.
Well, now it's Milwaukee.
Golden State, yeah. Because
I got beef from Milwaukee.
Yeah, it's Milwaukee, Golden State because Curry like. Was like, you know, he ain't rocking with KD being on the net, which I don't see why that's a problem. Like, my man wanted to, like, he wanted to start his own.
Yeah, and he basically is. He is right now, technically.
Yeah.
But he does have Harden and Kyrie, but I don't hate it.
I want to know, but, like, you know, he's trying to create his own group.
I mean, yeah. Oh, and speaking of Golden State. Iggy signed.
My boy, laser beam facing the earth. You have to make this shot, do or die. I want Iguodala.
He's back means, with the Golden State Warriors. Yo, that the team is back though. They got
no.
It's Curry. Not Clay. Really. Curry Clay. Well, like that part of that one solid part of the team.
Yeah.
The Curry Clay dream on Iggy. They just need Sean Livingston. And then they're back. Or Andrew Bogut in the back. But I don't know, one of those players. But that was a deadly team. Wasn't that the 73-9 team? I'm pretty sure it was.
Or dude, the thing I don't get is why KD.
Wait, repeat that. Oh. Can you repeat that?
I don't know why people hate KD. Like, what did he do wrong?
I guess it was because of the Golden State thing.
But that's again, it. That should not make that should not matter at all.
I guess it's because he left Harden and Westbrook in Oklahoma. Actually, no, he didn't leave Harden. He left Westbrook in Oklahoma.
Yeah, but
if, you know, I gotta say one thing too about Harden. Harden has had a weird career, but in a good way. Like, Mans went from Oklahoma sixth man of the year to now being like a superstar, like superstar. Like, as soon as he hit Houston, he became that huge player. He became the player that everybody knows. And somehow he's with us. Somehow he's in Brooklyn. I just don't know. I just don't understand it.
Next episode, right? Yep. With KD.
Uh-huh.
And the guy asked him, it was like an interview, and the guy asked him, who would you rate, like, rate your favorite teammates?
Oh, yeah, yeah, I saw this one. I don't remember the players, but I saw this one.
Yeah. I forgot who's number one was.
Wasn't it Kyrie? I thought it was Kyrie or Curry.
No, I think Kyrie was two.
It was probably Kyrie then. Because there was Nets players on there. It was like
Nets players on there.
It was like Kyrie. I'm pretty sure Kyrie and Harden were on that list.
Yeah, Kyrie, Harden. I think Russ was on there. Oh, Westbrook was on there too.
He was number five.
Yeah.
But then he replaced it with Russ.
Yeah. But that shows you that after every single little argument they got, KD still cares about Russ.
I mean, yeah.
And Russ doesn't accept that. He still thinks that KD switched on him.
I mean, we all know who the better player is. That's all I got to say. We all know who the better
player is. Put up 184 triple doubles. It don't matter.
It's okay.
It don't matter.
You're not Kevin Durant. It's all right.
I mean, KD could put that up in his sleep if he wanted. I'm playing him.
Okay.
Please don't quote me on this.
Oh, God. All right. We have something now. I have just a genuine question. Who is better, the Nets or the Lakers? After all the free agency stuff, which team is built better?
After all the free agency stuff?
I'm going to say built, but the pickups is the Lakers. By all of their pickups.
Is Lakers.
They picked up a retirement home. So it's like they went for it. But I feel like the Nets
break
are,
out the again, juice.
I think it's, again, the Nets are young. We got some young players.
I mean, I really hope that the Nets don't turn into the Warriors, you know?
With what, like, overpowered super team? Or like
No, I mean the Warriors now, where it's like too young.
Oh yeah, no. We shouldn't, I mean, yeah, we really can't be too young. I mean, we can't be too young because we still got Harden KD pretty much.
We still Kyrie's got a couple veterans on the team.
Actually, yeah, Kyrie's not that old. He's like 29, so it's like
yeah,
he's not.
We still have veterans, so
we have DJ. That's all I can think of. Oh no, Blake. Blake too. Blake's not even that old.
Joe Harris.
How old is Joe? I swear he was like 26. He's a Brooklyn veteran. That's it. He's a Brooklyn veteran, not a veteran. He's definitely a Brooklyn veteran though. I'm trying to like stay off. There's so much basketball.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, I'll try to speed through it.
Let's talk about the NFL real quick.
Wait. Go. Yeah, talk. Go.
All right. I can't believe the NFL's coming back. Everyone looking shiesty now.
The fantasy draft is coming up. Fantasy draft is coming up.
Hey, yo, if you guys should we put it on the list?
What?
Yeah, DM us if you want to join.
Oh yeah, we'll send out the link or something.
Yep.
How many people do we have right now? We don't have much, right? It's like five. Okay. We need five more, right?
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna see if I can get other people to join.
Yeah, you put out the link, and I also shared your link on my story too. All right, dude. All right, okay.
I'll say this one thing only. You want to know the only person I'm hyped for? is my boy Kenny Galladay.
I'm kind of hyped for Saquon. I need his comeback. I need to see him like play again. I need to see this man's play again.
You want to know who I'm worried for though?
Who?
I'm worried about the Saints and Alvin Kamara, bro. You want to know where they put this man on, like, the overall ranking for Madden 22?
Where?
They gave this man a 90, and they put him at 5th. Like, no, that man is different.
Yeah, I was looking at the overall thing, like, not too long ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, the overalls are, like...
They're whack. I feel like you saw for like popularity.
I mean, yeah. How many 99s are there?
Not a lot this year, actually.
It's like 4. I think it's 4.
Yeah. Jalen Ramsey, Kels.
Yeah, there's not too many this year, but
Patty Mahomes.
Usually, there's a lot. It's for 9. Usually, there's a
lot. In Devontae Adams, that's 5.
It's 5.
Yeah, bye.
Let's finish up NBA quick. All right, so it says here we have a couple of things. Ben Simmons is open to being traded to the Lakers. Not happening.
Oh God, no.
Lauri Markkanen wants out of Chicago, right, because he wants to open up his career. He wants to make a name for himself, which is respectable. Kelly Oubre signs with Charlotte, multi-year deal. Julius Randle agreed to a 4-year, $117 million extension.
Yep.
Yeah, that's it.
Keep your girlfriend away from Charlotte Hornets.
Yeah.
You might become a bandwagon.
I know. There's going to be a lot of fans now. They got LaMelo, Pretty Boy.
They got Pretty Boy Ball.
They got Oubre. Some people even say Miles Bridges, but I don't know. But okay. I got some music. Well, one thing. It's about KSI, okay? Listen, man is making moves. KSI is making moves. He put out a song with Lil Wayne called Lose.
Yeah.
Lose. And it's so good.
I'm actually surprised. Like you know what I want to see?
What?
I want to see more and more like YouTubers like instead of just doing YouTube and like boring stuff because I don't think really that many people watch YouTube that much now.
Yeah, so it's usually YouTube is now about just anything at this point. Yeah, everybody posts anything.
Some of it's like kind of copied.
Yeah, there's a lot of copied content.
Yeah,
I mean, so, Mr. Beast is killing it on YouTube right now.
Yeah, I think that's the only guy that's actually killing it.
Yeah, he's getting like tens of millions of views each video.
But
he posts like once like, a week. Once
yeah,
a week
but I feel like a lot of YouTubers should just branch out. Like Nelk, they got their own.
They got a podcast.
They have a podcast. They have a beer company. They have a clothing company. Everything.
Oh yeah.
They got so in case the YouTubing career doesn't go out, guess what they have? They have a backup to it.
They have everything. Yeah.
They have everything they need.
I gotta give it to KSI too, because he's a multitasker. Man, does YouTube still? Man, he doesn't even get paid by YouTube. On his second channel, those videos that he posts, he doesn't get paid for those. But yeah, he does YouTube, boxer technically, and music. He's killing it in the music game. He got a number one album recently. Currently, as of today, he's 403rd best Spotify artist in the world. 403rd. Which is pretty decent. Like, he's top 500. He's a top 500 artist on Spotify. He has more monthly listeners than, like, 6ix9ine.
I mean, who doesn't? Shoot, I could put out one single and be higher than 6ix9ine.
And did you hear about this? That KSI might be on Lil Wayne's next album. Did you hear about that one?
No, I did not hear about that.
No, he might be on Lil Wayne's next album. I don't know if it's gonna be that. I don't know if it's gonna be that song. But even if it is that song, that'd still be sick, especially for KSI. Like, imagine telling your friends you're on a Lil Wayne album. Like, that's insane. Like, that'd be fun, dude.
Just imagine I just get up 3 o'clock in the morning. I just call you and be like, yo, guess what? I'm on Lil Wayne's new album, baby.
That would not be believable. I don't know. But
yeah, no, I'd wake you up at 3 o'clock in the morning. If I found out that I was on Lil Wayne's album, I'd wake you up.
I'd be awake at 3 a.m. I don't sleep.
Yeah, for real. Aiden don't sleep, guys. You gotta give him like anesthetics and everything.
Oh yeah, I stay up.
You gotta tie this man down.
Yeah, no, I stay up. It's not good.
You ain't never gonna see this man like sleep.
Do you know when Lil Wayne's next album is? Because I didn't even know about the album.
I'll find out.
I know Kanye's album is coming out.
No, it's not.
It might.
I'm dropping faith, man.
I'm waiting.
He hurting me.
We need to see this already. I'm waiting. Leave the receipt. Just leave. Come on. We need this album already. Like, it's taking too long. Is there any more music coming out? I can't think of music.
Not that I know of.
We need to do another album with you soon. Cause it might have to be Lil Wayne's or something. that sounds like the newest album coming out. The newest big album.
You know what I also hate
what?
Now?
What?
Is that...
Oh, cut out. Let's just wait. Wait, repeat what you said. Wait, repeat a little. Go back to like where you started. Like, all right, talking about, because you cut out.
All right, sure. So what I said was, you know what I hate about people?
What?
Is that like they try to hop on like exactly like with Kanye's new album trying to come out.
Mm-hmm.
Like I know people that don't even listen to Kanye, bro.
Yeah.
Like, they know Kanye, but they don't listen to Kanye. Like, they'll listen to his popular songs, but they won't listen to, you know, the real true Kanye, you know?
Yeah.
And they'll be like, oh, yeah, come on, Kanye, drop out the album. Like, why are you rushing the man's? It's his choice.
That is true, yeah.
I mean, I just want the album. I've been waiting.
I know, I still want that album, though. But take your time. I still want it. But yeah, I think we should do another album review soon. I think that should be one of our newer episodes. We could definitely do another album review. I mean, I just came back from Florida like yesterday, and I'm heading back. I'm heading back in 12 days.
You going back to Florida?
Yeah, I'm going on the 21st.
Oh man.
So I'm probably gonna have to do the fantasy draft. Like, what's it called? I'm gonna do.
Oh, I moved the date.
What'd you change it to?
The 20th.
The 20th?
Yeah.
What time the 20th?
I think it was like 6:30.
All right, we should set up like a. Oh, that's my mom's birthday.
We got.
Can you change that?
We got six
people. Okay, wait, who else? Who's the new person?
We got another person.
Who's the sixth person? Who? This episode is so scoped. But it's okay. This is like really laggy. That's all good though. Let me just wait. Yo, the other thing is, August 20th is my mom's birthday, bro. Like, he can't...
Are you kidding?
August 20th is my mom's birthday.
So, what do you want to change it to?
I don't know.
So, you want me to put it back to the 21st?
I'm trying to think. I have to wake up at 3 a.m. on the 21st. So, we're leaving.
Well, I mean.
Yeah, we're going to JFK.
The thing won't start till like.
Cut out again. Gio, you cut out again. I don't know if you can still hear me when he cuts out. Can you hear? I know. Like, when are you gonna make the draft? So it's like 6:30? like the 21st. The thing is, I'm gonna be in Florida. You think we could do it earlier than the 20th? Like maybe the, like the 19th. Wait, what's the no? The 19th is a Thursday. So starting this week. Oh God, this is tough. I'm trying to think. So today, what's today? The 11th or the 10th? The 11th, right? God damn it! What's today? Wait, I gotta look at it. The 11th. Okay, it's the 11th. So we could set up a thing. We can end up setting up the draft. I gotta look at the thing on set. You keep cutting out, so I'm just here talking to myself in the pod. So you change it to the 20th at 6:30. Unless you do it like early in the afternoon at 6. Because that's a Friday. Who's Dante? Dante's dad, I think. Okay, Dante. Okay.
Aiden.
Yeah.
Really, though.
Like when?
Like early in the morning. Like earlier in the afternoon, like 3.
Yeah, we could do that. But like what? On the 20th?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's a Friday. It could work. It could work.
I mean, the draft's not going to take long.
No, yeah. It's going to take, like, max, like, an hour.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's possible.
And then if needed, you could always do, like, auto pick or something.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, yeah, I could do it earlier. I could do it early in the, like, early in the afternoon.
So, what time?
What time do you normally wake up as of today? What time do you normally wake up?
3.
So about you wake up at 3?
In the afternoon.
Oh, God.
dude, I just be sleeping in now. I'm just trying to abuse all the power of sleep before school starts.
You think you can wake up earlier on that one Friday?
Yeah.
Like maybe like 2 o'clock?
Yeah.
You think we could do the draft at 2? Because that's my mom gets home from work at like 3.
Okay.
So I'm probably going to have to start, like, yeah. So, I'm probably going to have to be with my mom the whole day. It's not a bad thing, but, like, I'm probably going to have to be with my mom the whole day. So, like, all right, so we need more people, too. We need 4 people. It's not hard to get. We can make it happen. I'm going to have to make sure I download Yahoo Fantasy on my phone. What?
If we can get an additional 6 people,
it'd be so much better. How many people do we need? How many people do we need? We need
4, I mean,
right? I'm pretty sure we need
4. I mean, yeah, we need 4 to start, but.
I mean, the more people, the better.
Yeah. But.
Yeah, I mean, 10 could work. I think it still work. But I'm not sure. I don't really know. But yeah, again, anybody who's listening and listening to this lag, if anybody wants to, you know, hop in the fantasy league, just DM us, either message us on Snapchat or go to our Instagram and DM us. If you guys want to join the fantasy league, we'll slide you the link. I think that's it for this episode. I think we can wrap it up. It was a pretty long one. We can wrap it up. All right. Thank you all for listening to this episode of the Lighthouse Podcast. Actually, if we finish recording, we're probably gonna not talk to each other because we're not gonna keep hearing each other. So this is actually we're actually saying bye to each other as we're saying bye to the podcast. So let me say bye to you first. So okay, peace out, Gio.
Peace out, Aiden.
All right. Okay. Now, thank you guys for listening to the Lighthouse Podcast. Just thank you for listening. Blah, blah, blah. I kind of forgot how to do this. It's been your boy, Gio. It's been Aiden. It's been your boy, Gio. God damn it. One sec. It's been your boy, Aiden. It's been Gio. And we will see you guys next episode. Peace out.
Deuces.